morning, Rabbi Isai. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So we've concluded so far that the halacha is like Tosfos, and that the Baal HaBayis is lighting one menorah for the whole of the family, but it's a menorah that doesn't indicate the number of people in the household, but it does indicate which night of Yom Tov it is, and therefore Baal HaBayis lights one menorah, and that's the reason why women don't light, and that's the reason why it says Ishtoi Kegufoi. But basically, we're paskening ner ish obesoi, but the ner that the ish obesoi, the ner of the ish that he's lighting, is a single menorah going up, and there's only one menorah in the household, and that is his. Even though the women are equally mechuyev, and the over bar mitzvah boys are equally mechuyev, nevertheless, one menorah. But the over bar mitzvahs, and maybe even the younger bar mitzvahs, when they get to the stage of chinuch, then it's the boys who light the menorah mishum chinuch. Yeah, it's to teach them that when they will be a balabos one day, they will be lighting their ish obesoi. Therefore, as chinuch, we are mechanech the boys that the boys light menorahs, but the minig is that the girls don't light menorahs, even though hypothetically they are as mechuyev as the men. The what's called the Orach HaShulchan brings down some interesting shalos. It's just sort of to tax our brain, yeah, to see what happens. It says, Mi she'en le'shemen ha'aveh, she'en yochel litem b'chol ne'er kishio. Somebody, let's say, it's the fourth night of Hanukkah, and he's only got enough oil for two lights to burn into half an hour into night. So he's got an hour's worth of oil, let's say, and therefore it's only one. So what should he do, right? Should he put in the two and put two on? Should he divide it out amongst the four, but then each one of them is going to burn less than half an hour? Or should he maybe only light one? Because the Ikanishabeso, we said, was one. And seeing as tonight he can only light, tonight is night number four, but he can't light four in any event, is it better to light two than to light one? That will be the shala. So he says as follows, Yitin ba'achas harbe, shiik fi ashir ba'har vocho. He says, light one properly and make sure that there's plenty of oil in the one. Because we said that ne ish obesoi, we said that the original mitzvah before we get to Mahadrin is that you light one candle. Therefore, you should only light one candle, kifi ashir bahar bocha. He says, uvashaha yitain ma'at. He said, and the other three, you put a little bit. So you're lighting four at the time when you're lighting, but the three are going to go out very soon. But the one is the Ner Shabesoi, that will burn Kashir. Why? Why? Because if he would put all of them equally, then none of them would be good. And his bracha would be Levatola, and he wouldn't be Yoitzer. Right? Now, what happens if he's got, let's say tonight is four, and he's got enough oil for four, but he's got a chavan, a second person there, who has to light the menorah, and that person hasn't got any oil at all. So tonight is night number four, and he's got enough for the four, but the shaila is, should he give away some of his? Yeah, we said b'dieved, he should light one, if he was on his own and he only had for two, then he would light one and spread it out, etc. So he would do ne'er shubesoi. Maybe in order to enable his friend to light menorah, maybe in order for his friend to be able to light menorah, he should also go back to the Ner Shabesoi of lighting only one candle, and then share the oil with the other person, who can also do a Ner Shabesoi and light one candle. That's the shaila that he asks, and Bleida, you can think about that overnight, and tomorrow morning you get the answer.
Northwest London, Tuesday, Hay Cheshvan, 25th of November. The mafresh a goy from transgressing one of the Shabbat mitzvahs. This week's Torah was sponsored. L'nishmas Rabitzvah ben Rabbi Shai Yohu, Zuhun Lebrochus Yatzar is on Shabbos. L'nishmas, founder of all the Torah way, Green, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon Bechol, Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zuhun Lebrochus.
Morning to everyone. It's Hashem Yeshne Poyev, it's Hashem Enu Poyev. I understand there's many people here not on the premises, but I want to start off with a vote on the parsha. Parsha is stated by Yitzi Yaakov Beber Shava Yerecha Roma. So before that, the end of Parsha's service brought down that Yitzchak and Rivka sent him, they should go to Chorom, the Kach, Shilach Oisa Padevet Aron, Mekachas Le Mishom Isha, Bevorach Oisa. He told him they sent him to Choron to find a wife. So he went, Vayetziak Veshiel Choron, and when he got to Choron, he realized that I went past the Mokum Shispalu Ba'avoisa, he went past Haramriya, and I didn't daven. So he went back. And he went back, everyone knows, he put on the stones around his head, and he slept. And when he woke up, he said, and then afterwards the shaila is he was sent to find a zivug, find a shidduch, right? So why didn't he daven? We see where Eliezer came to the place. He started, the first thing he did, he stood by the bear and he started davening to Hashem, "Hakri nolafonai, I should find a zivug for Yitzchak." So why, when Yaakov came to, when he went back to Hamaria to daven, the first thing he should have davened he should find the zivug. He's coming for a shidduch. He should have davened to Hashem. Where would he find the daven? Asli lechem lechoil, begeril boy shavti v'sholem. Why didn't he daven for a zivug like Eliezer davened for Yitzchak? What?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't think about going to Koyo.
So you mean that was that the before the shidduch he had to daven for Parnassa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he knew what the shidduch was going to do.
He
knew who the shidduch was going to
do. No, they sent him to Beis Lama. I would say two terutzim, maybe possible terutzim. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says that. That shorah b'lei isha, shorah b'lei sholim. One of the things, shorah b'lei isha, shorah b'lei toira, there's a few things b'lei. One of the things is shorah b'lei isha, shorah b'lei sholim. So maybe when you say v'shavti b'sholim lebel beis ovi, included in that was the shidduch, because shorah b'lei isha, shorah b'lei sholim. So when you say v'shavti b'sholim beis ovi, that included the shidduch. That's one way out. The other tales I got on say after like this. It says that there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu Hanavi. Ask Rabbi Yossi Eliyahu, Omele, Ksiv Esra Eze Kenegdoi. He says that Poshu says that the wife should be Eze Kenegdoi. But my Isha is Rosai. That's what he asked Eliyahu Hanavi. Rabbi Yossi, Ask Rabbi Yossi Eliyahu, Ksiv Esra Eze, but my Isha is Rosai, Lord, what does the wife help the man? So Omele Eliyahu answered him back. Although maybe chitin, suddenly he brings wheat from the field. He's going to eat the wheat. And he has to make it into bread. Chitin koises. Pishlon, he brings down the flax from the fields. Can he wear the flax? Pishlon, so it comes out that he brings the raw products, and she makes it into the chitin, into bread, and she makes the pishlon into begodim. Nimtza, the Gemara says that Nimtza. She's the one by giving him, by making the bread and the beggar lechoin, that makes him, that he's able to, mamida raglov, that he can live. So Mashal brings down what are these two things. The ikka tzorche ha'odom of a person is in Gashmias is the lechem lechoin and the beggar lilbosh. That's what he needs really in Olam Hazeh. And those two things, Betzin, the wife has got an essential part in it. She's mamish, she helps him, she makes the bread, and she makes the begodim, that's what. Oh. So maybe you can say that over here also. It says, what did Amish Marada say? Onechem, Nosani lechem lechoil, ubege dilboish. So the lechem lechoil is a wife. You need a wife for that. Like the moral says, he can't eat the wheat, the wife makes him the bread. He can't wear pishdon. The wife has to make it. So lechem lechol a beggar little bush is the way for that is alidei the wife. So Betzin comes out that the tefillah when he was saving nosni lechem lechol a beggar little bush, he was davening for a wife. You can't have lechem lechol a beggar little bush without a wife. That's the bolt on the parsha. I'll speak about interesting topic. Everyone knows that the Bnei Noach have got there's Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. If you see a goy being over one of the Isurim of a Bnei Noach, is there chiyuv to mafreshim to tell him to stop him, to prevent him from doing the aveira? Moshe, it's quite nagia. You see a guy going into a shop and he's stealing. One of the sheva mitzvahs is benech mitzvah legezel. If he steals, he's chay misa. So if you've got a way of preventing him from stealing, have you got a chiyuv to stop him? He's mitzvah zay mitzvah bnei noach. Do you have to stop him stealing? I mean, first aid, so he don't get into trouble from it, and that's he might get right. But if you can, if you go away, you know, people are looking there or something, and you can prevent. If you got a way of preventing, have you got a chiyuv to prevent him? Oh. What's this got to do with the parsha? This parsha is later on in the parsha brings down that Rochel, she stole the trophim, right? Belovon horach ligzes his tzoynoi, but tignev rochel is a trophim ashalavir. She stole them. So Rashi brings down, why did she steal them? She wanted to lehafrish es avia ma'avodas kochav niskavno. Right. Could be, it was something stamp. She felt bad for her father. The father's doing avodas zara. But it says later on, afterwards in the parsha, it says that the Yaakov said, "Im asher timsa es elohecha, the one who you're going to find that he stole your idols, lo yichya." So the Mefarshim say, "What did he mean? Why im asher timsa es elohecha lo yichya? Why?" So the Meshech Chochma, they bring down from others that it was because benoch mitzuva la gezel. So he said, he told Lavan, Yaakov answered Lavan, "Im asher timsa es elohecha lo yichya." Somebody stole them, it's chay misa. That's why he said, "Im asher timsa lo yichya." So comes out be'etzem, when Rachel took the idols, comes out she was be'etzem, she was over, she did exela. So how could she do that? If it was stam of feelings that she didn't want her father, I don't believe she would be able to steal her. Be over, it's exela. If she did exela to prevent him from stealing, as kanira, that's something which is be'etzem, which is she's got a chiv to do it, and that's why she was allowed to. So it comes out, be'etzem, that Rashi said, had the kasha. How could she do it? How could she steal the trophim from Lavan? So Rashi answers, because she did it by tignev rochel es trophim lehafrish es avim b'avoyitz kachovim. So you see here, be'etzem, that she was allowed to do gzela, even though be'etzem benoach mitzvah la'gezel, if it was kedei to be mafrish, somebody from Na'avera, mafrish goes mitzvah na'avodah zara. So it comes out that she was preventing Lavan from being over the avodah zara, and that she was allowed to do it alidei gzeila, which is stealing. Find here two chidushim. I want to speak about the second one, but the first chidush is, you see, be'etzem, even where there's a din to be mafresh somebody from the avera, let's say if you see somebody's eating some not kosher food, so treifas, whatever, nevelas or treifas, he's eating nevelas or treifas, and you're allowed to steal it from him, kedei, that he shouldn't be over the issa, which is a big chiddush, that you're allowed to manage somebody to be mafresh a person from doing an avera, I'm allowed to steal it from him, even though it's his and it's exela. I mean, straight over here, that she stole the trophim. Kedei to be mafresh, so you see lechura over here, if there's an eitzah, you're allowed to steal something from person if that's going to prevent him from doing that. There.
So is Rachel allowed herself as a bas noach, ben noach?
Well, that's a very good chayza.
Because a yid would not be chay misa.
No, a yid wouldn't be chay misa, but that's you know, precious trophim raid is ben noach. It were the obvious and the families where they did have it in ben noach. I'm going on the tab that they did have, because let's say they had
it. Lo yichya, then she had to be a bastard.
Yeah, but maybe Yaakov didn't know that she stole it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he thought it was one of the avodim or something like that. Others. No. I'm going to, the Prashto is very, very good length with this Shaila. Did the Ovis and the families, did they have a din of Bnei Noach at that time before Matan Torah or not? But let's say they did have a din of Bnei Noach. Even if not, even if they did have Yosra, there might be an Issa to steal from a goy. Maybe it's not Misa, but there's an Issa to steal from a goy. Gezelakum is a whole, again, a whole Shaila. So, Chiddush number one is that you see that a person, you're allowed to steal kedei to be mafrish somebody else for an aveir, which is a big chiddush. I don't know if it's brought down l'aloch like that, but that's what comes out from Rashi over here. The second chiddush is that you see that, well, I want to speak about, elaborate about that, that even though Lavan was a goy, and it's only mitzvah sheva mitzvah in erech, there's a din that you have to mafresh a goy. When a goy is doing an avera, you have to be mafresh him from doing the avera, which is if you wouldn't have to do it, she wouldn't have been able to, because it's gzela. If she did it and she was gzela, it must mean that there's a din, a mitzvah, to be mafresh a goy from doing one of his averas. Right. Now I want to speak about that nakuda, where how is it shaykh by a goy or not? So we'll see. It's mamash Tvorim Mufuroshim in the poiskim, but we'll see about it. Where does the chiyuv to be mafrish somebody else? If you see somebody else doing an avera, there's a din mafrish in oisa, you have to stop him doing it. Where does that come from? Why mechate is am chiyuv? Somebody else doing avera, why do I have to stop him doing avera? There's a few possibilities. One is it might be als din arbus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zer Azeh. Remember they were in Arvus Moav, there was a bris that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zer Azeh. You have to make sure everyone else does mitzvahs, but also make sure everyone else does averus. So the din of mafrishin is as Arvus. That's okay by Yidden, that's shaykh by Yidden. Why? Because there was a bris in Arvus Moav that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zer Azeh. Yeah? Or but Mashenki Legabe Agoy, these Rashi, Shittas Rashi, Shittas Rashi Nida, Tesis, also that the whole deal of Arvus is only, even though it's only to Yidden. Even to a Ger there might not be it. The Rashi says, even to a Ger there's no Chiyuv of Arvus because they weren't there to Arvus Moel. So if to a Kol Yisrael, it's only Kol Yisrael Arevim Zerazeh, that's only Shaykh by Yidden. Bavada by Ben Noach is not Shaykh the Parsha of Arvus. So L'chaira over here, the din, what she was mafrish Lavan, who is a ben noach from the avera, can't be also din of arvus, because there's no din of arvus by a goy. Din of arvus kol Yisrael areivim zeh lazeh. The only chiv is only by a yid, not by a goy. And that's one possibility, which is out L'chaira, not by ben noach. The other possibility is the second possibility is that there's a din of hoicheach toicheach esam yisecho. There's a locha that you have to rebuke if he's doing something wrong. As that, you have to help him the same way you have to be mechiach him, you have to stop him doing averes. Again, but that's only about misecho. Even the Ger Toshav, Rashi brings down in Sanhedrin, is not, there's no echech techiach. It's even interesting, there's even more, there's a, they bring down, the Bialocha brings down in Hilchas Yom Kippur that even somebody who's a mumma, somebody who's not, is Rosha Lahachis, I don't know, Lahachis or Tom, if he's got a Shem of a Muma, there's no mitzvah Echeach Techeach is Amisecho, because Amisecho, somebody who's a Rosha, it's not called Amisecho, it's not Shaykh Echeach Techeach. So if by a Rosha or by a Getosh, there's no Echeach Techeach, Avada by a Goy, it doesn't pass also Echeach Techeach. So those two things are out. There's no Echeach Techeach is Amisecho, and there's no arvus by goyim, so we have to know why. Where does the din of being mafresh a goy come from? So the thing is like this: it comes from like this. There's a din of lifne iver. Lifne iver, it's a gemara in Avodah Zarah that lifne iver is by ben noach also. The gemara says, "V'menayin shelo yoshit adam kois yain shel yain lenozin, ve'eve menachai leben noach bnei noach tamalema v'lifne iver leisitim mikshel." There's a din of lifne iver. You know how to hand over. Even in a chai, benach is mitzvah, and even a chai, you're not allowed to give over a piece of even a chai to a goy. Because why? Because lifneiva, the gemara is mefurush that is shaykh lifneiva, even by benoyach, there's not the din of lifneiva of bimachshil. Somebody else who's doing aver is lavdach by Israelim. Also, you're not allowed to be machshil a goy. Also, not to do it. Oh, so that's good. Let's say lechayla lifneiva is by goyim also. The problem is, the Gemara says there in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, Lifne Iva is only by Tre Avra Denara. That means it's only in a case if the person can't get hold of it and you help him along, something which he couldn't take on his own, then there's a Lifne Iva. But something chad avra dinara, if it's on the same side of the river, that means he can take it on his own. He had the possibility of taking it on his own, then there's no lifnei iver. So it comes out be'etzem, lifnei iver is something only when you're giving him the ability and the whole way he can do that avera is only through you. If you're not giving it to him, just he could have taken it himself. And I just think there's no lifnei iver. So again, so we're back to a problem over here also. L'chura, this case of when somebody else is doing an avera, nobody. I'm not making him do the avera. I'm just sort of I'm looking on up to stop him. That's l'chura lifnei iver pass. The whole lifnei iver only pass when I'm mamish giving it over. Giving it in his hands that he couldn't have before. But if somebody's doing an avera to try and stop him, l'chura passage the lifnei iver. Oh, so that's l'chura. We've got to get back to the problem. Well, lifnei iver is also lifnei iver might be by a goy. That's true. The lifnei iver is even by ben noach. Oh, but lifnei iver is only shaykh in something which he couldn't have done without you. If you give a pass over something and he couldn't have done without you, then there's a din of lifnei iver. But if I'm not giving over, just time he could have taken it himself, or he's doing it himself. Avad, there's no lifnei iver to stop him. Right, so that's the problem with this.
So there are two different stages here.
Yes.
Lifnei iver means I'm actually assisting him, or right. Helping him, or enabling him to do the mitzvah.
Right.
That's not the same as when he's about to do it and I'm going to stop him.
Right, that's really what I'm doing.
Is that exactly what
that's what I'm asking. It's like it's not worse than Chal if he can take it himself.
Yeah.
If he can take it himself, I can even give it to him. It's no avera. In stopping him doing it, avada is not. I'm not assisting. I'm not enabling him to do it. So avada, in such a case, there shouldn't be a lifnei iver. However, there's a tesis in the Rosh in the beginning of Shabbos, there is a Gemara about Hoitzah, taking out from Rishus Yachat to Rishus Ravim. What happens if the Gemara says if somebody's holding something, money, food, whatever it is, and he's holding it in a Rishus Yachat, and the other person takes it out from his hand into Rishus Ravim, the one who's standing and holding it is not doing anything, says Potter Umutah. And the one who takes it out is chai because he's doing the whole hoitzah. That means he's taking out from the hand which is in the Rosh Hashanah, out into the Rosh Hashanah, from the Rosh Hashanah out to the Rosh Hashanah, he's chayev. And the one who's holding it and not doing anything, he's not. It's potter. The Gemara says potter or mutter. So he says, how can you say it's mutter? So he says, well, mutter. So what about lifnei iver? So Tosfos answers, you know what? Maybe we're talking about something which he could have taken on his own. So there's still an issur rabbanon. Oh, it says even though Vafilu Imaira, but it says Perkamen Shem Koyim Betrei Avle Denara, Mikol Mokem Isad Rabbona Miyeika, Shechayev Lafisha Miyisa. So it says if somebody's holding something, and he's not, even though the person could have taken it on his own, but I'm holding it and helping him, I'm assisting him to do Navera, is it Isad Rabbona? There's no lifnei iver because it's Trei Avle, it's Chad Avle Denara, he can do it on his own. The etzim zat I'm assisting is also drabon. The shaila, where does this issa come from? And there's a big nafka minute. This din that cotton the Rosh brings it down. It's a din of cotton leich levelus based in betzuv and afrisha. Where does that stem from? Where does that? What is the root of that issa? Where is that issa drabon? What is it? So there's two ways of understanding it. It could be it's a din of hechach to chiach. You know, you have to help him not to do averus. If it's a rabbon of echeach techiach, then lechayis doesn't pass by a goy; it's only passed by a yid. But it could be, we'll see. It's a machlekes in the rishonim and achronim. We'll see. It could be that even though lifnei iver is only by when I'm enabling him to do it, and he couldn't do it out, that's the raisa. With rabbon there might be lifnei iver, the etzin zach that I could have a way. I'm helping him. I couldn't stop him, and I'm mafresh the person from doing the avera. That is also maybe even though the rice it's not lifnei iver, but it could be it's a way of assisting, and it's called the lifnei. What tesis means that the iser rabbanon techiyat mafresh might be als the din of the lifnei iver mit rabbanon. If it's lifnei iver rabbanon, then we can understand like we see lifnei iver is by ben noach, ben by Yisrael. So that's where we've got already a clue how to understand this din. The din of mafresh by ben noach might be, if it's al sechach techiach, or that, so that is not shaykh by a goy. But if it's, we're coming along with as the, it's even though lifnei v'derais is only if he can't get it himself, midrabbonon, even to assist him to be there's a chiyuv to be mafresh, otherwise over lifnei v'derabbonon, then we can understand by ben noach. So to show that it's a big machlekes. We'll have to bring down the machlekes. There's a gemara. First of all, there's two mara makovas to this thing. There's a gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The gemara says that a moisrin divrei Torah over kachom. You're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. Shenema the also chay lechal goy mishpatim banido. You're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. That's it. So he says, ask the Kasha, why do you have to come with a new pasuk of Mishpatim Al Yidom? Typically, a guy who learns is Chayv Misa. And if so, then he's Vamelamda. Somebody teaches him, he's over, if never. Why do you have to come with a new din of Lifneva. Why do you have to come up to new din of Mishpat by Yidol? You're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. But typically, you can learn it out from the din that he's not allowed to learn Torah. State Oysim of Torah is Chayv Misa. And if so, somebody who teaches him Torah is over Lifneva. So Tosfos answers that he says, V'yeshloima d'hocha mayra afilu hecha. He's got another way of learning. He had a way of learning himself. It was Chad Avratanara. And if so, there's no lifne'iva. There's no lifne'iva. If he can take, he can learn himself. He had a way of learning from somebody else, and therefore it comes out. I'm only assisting. I'm not enabling him to do it. And therefore, the taste says there's no lifne'iva. That's taste says. Yeshloima, the hachamayr afilecha the ikayv kchom acher is going to teach him the leka lifne'iva kedamrina b'avodah zarah. That's the whole din of lifne'iva by. Is only betray Avradanara that enabling something which he couldn't do. Mashekin is something if he could do it. I'm just assisting him, there's no lifneva. That's what Tesa says. So the Torah Evan asked the Kasha, the Torah Evan on Chagig asked the Kasha, but there's still an Issa Drabonon. Tesa in Shabbat says that there's an Issa Drabonon, even though Be'etzem lifneva is only Shaykh by. The Ulpiv is only Shaykh by when he can't get Kartika itself and play out of the Nara. I feel like it's a Rabbonon. I've got a Chiyu to mafresh somebody else from Avera. So that's what the Torah Evan asked on the Tosis. How can Tosis say it's talking about Chad Avra the Nara? There's no Lifneva. Yeah, but there's still a din of mafreshin. So there's from Haggos, from Rabbuna Mega, on this Torah Evan, he brings out Torah Evan. And he says, no, this whole din of Tosis is only by Eden, not by Goyim. Oh, so the Torah Evan asks it, here's talking about teaching Torah to a Goy. If teaching Torah to a Goy should be a problem of Lifne'iva. And he says, no, there's no Lifne'iva because of it's Chad Avra Dinara. So the Torah Evan asks the Kasha, what do you mean Chad Avra Dinara? The silly is a Drabonon. So they say, no, there's a chilek between, Tosfos held that there's a chilek between a Yid and a Goy. Even though by Yid there's a din of mafmid rabbon to be mafrish, or by Goy there's no din to be mafrish. So we'll see. Oh, so now, l'chira, I think we can understand the machlekes, the Torah Evan and the Tosfos. Tosfos held that the din of rabbonon of being mafrish had to do with a chiyach to chiyach, or Arvus, whatever it is, it's a din of only by Israel. That's not Shaykh by Goyim. So Tosfos said by Goyim, if there's by just stamp to assist the Goy or to not stop from doing it, there's no problem at all. Now Sheikin, the Torah Evan held, no, there's no difference. This din Rabbon that Tosfos was Mechadish in Shabbos, that you're not allowed to assist the Goy, even though it's Chad Avra Dinara, the Isid Rabbonon, Tosfos held that was the din, a Lifne'iva Dika din. Okay, so the Shaila is really like this. Is this din of assisting a Goy, when he can do it on his own, or should Tosfos bring down the Shabbos, it's Osas. You have to mafresh person Avera, it's Isid Rabbonon. Is that a Lifne'iva Dika din? If it's a Lifne'iva Dika din, then it couldn't stand it to the Evan. It's even by a Goy also. Now, Shingin Tosfos, Lim Shat, it was only, it's a, it's a, It wasn't a lifnei v'ding. It was a mubachach techiach, one of these things, which is only shayach by amisecha, not by goyim. Oh. So I want to see, show that it's, this big be'etzim is a big machlekes. It's a machlekes, the Ramah and the Shach and Yerodeh Sim Kufr and Aleph, by Avodah Zarah. It's things which are meyuchad for Avodah Zarah. So it brings down, the Ramah brings down Yesh Omrim, that you're not allowed to sell. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you're not allowed to sell a goy things which meyuchad for Avodah Zarah. Because the goy is mutsuva and Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to give him things which is for Avodah Zarah. So it brings down Yesh Omrim, the Osso Lim Kelem Dvorim Ashayochim Avodah Zarah. If they can't reach them on their own. It says, "V'yesh machmirin, v'nogul ha'hagel k'sfar rishayna." He brings down machlekes. Is a din if a guy wants to buy something and he can get it on his own, have I got a chiyuv to be mafreshim from and not to give him? Am I allowed to be mesayeh him to get it or not? So first shit is that he's allowed to, because no schad avra denara, he can get on his own. V'yesh machmirin v'nogul ha'gesvar rishayin. So the Ramah brings out the machlekes. He lived chat in the tesis in Shabbos. It's the boo in the shach. The tesis in Shabbos held that there's a issa, there's a chiyah to be mafrish. And the Ramah had that chiyah to be mafrish. That is the yesh machmirin of the Ramah. You see, the Abiyel brought down tesis v'arosh in Shabbos. So the shit that you're not allowed to assist a goy to buy things for Avodah Zarah, that it comes from Tosis in Shabbos Daf Gimel, which he says even though there's no lifnei iver by Chad Avra Denara, but Filocha is still Issa to assist Musaya and to be mafrish. Also, that's what Tosis says. So the Shach there says, how can you bring the Tosis? The Tosis is talking about a Yid. By a Yid, Avada, there's Issa to be mafrish. Then there's Nachanam, there's Alocha. Obviously, Masha Enkein. If it's a goy or even a mumma, Avada Tosfos never spoke about that. Kitzur, it's machlekes Ramah and Tosfos. What is there din to be? Whether the Tosfos, when he says there's a din to be mafrish, so Adam and Avera, is that by dafka by a yid? That's how the shach lib shach and Yerodeh. And Tosfos held that it's even a din by and Ramah held that it's even a din by a goy. So kids, we've got machlekes Ramah and Shach. Is there din when there's no lifnei deraisa to assist a guy, or to be, is there chiyuv to mafrish a guy when you see he's doing an avera or not? Is there chiyuv to mafrish? Well, so better. So lemaisa already got a mockum to understand the Rashi. The Rashi says that there's a mockum. Avram brings down Shittas Rashi. It's also like that. There's an issa to the chiyuv to mafrish a guy. A kopon. So Rashi is very good. The reason why she was allowed to, she stole the trophim, the hafrishes of Ibn Avira, is because there's a din, even by Ben Noach, that he's Mitzuba and Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to assist, even though it's mafrish, is something which he's doing on his own. But there's a halacha mitrabono, not to assist the goy to an Avira, to mafrish him from doing Avira, and not to assist. Oh, now, halacha, right, that's Pshatim Rashi al Torah. Now, halacha lemaisa. I think it's the Ramah himself brings down 2 days about it. He says Yesh Omrim that Hod the Osalim Kolos Dafka when they can't get on their own. If they get on, there's no Issa. The Yesh Machmirin. He brings down 2 days whether do you have to be Mafresh a goy from doing Avera, one of his Averas, or not. So he brings down 2 days and he brings out the Nagul Lahakir Kesvar Rishayna, the Choba Nefesh Yachmir Atzvay. Says Abadi, you don't have to Meikah Din. You don't have to stop him doing an avera. There's no, if you can get on his own, you don't have to. If you see a guy going into the shop stealing, you don't make out, you don't have to stop him. Oh, but nefesh yachme alatzadel. But nefesh should be machmir to stop him if you can. But that's also only according to the Ramah. According to the Shach, he says that it's not shaykh. No, it's only the whole din of being mafrishim. The Rabbanon is only shaykh by a yid, and not by a goy. And by according to the Shach, by a goy, there's no din bechlal to be mafrish. So you want the halacha lemaisa. The halacha lemaisa is if you see a guy doing something wrong, meikah din avada, you don't have to stop him stealing. You don't have to stop him doing eating even achay. But according to the Ramah, ba nefesh yachmis atzvay, and according to the Shach, even that is not that. It's called by a guy. There's no din to be mafrish. Well, kapolit is a mokum to understand where it's coming from, where the Rashi is coming from. Din of mafrish. If it's a lift even take a din, then shaykh even by a guy.
Why does Shoni do it here? Why doesn't she do it? Why did Yaakov not do it? Why did Yaakov she do it? Why did she do it then? She could have been living there. there for years. Why didn't she already for what? Why? Now there's a chance that he wasn't there.
Yeah. Why didn't Yaakov do it? Why didn't Yaakov do it?
He was making.
Yeah.
Sky, very nice.
Even if you say
there's actually
can't be a
few. The question is, you get knife.
No.
You care for the point, doesn't knife you to stop.
I don't think it's just
that.
Yeah.